Welcome to our podcast. I'm Chris Graham, and thanks for joining us here today. We're going to talk COVID vaccinations, and we have with us Isaac Izillo. He is Augusta Medical Group's Director of COVID Vaccinations and Education. And Isaac, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today, Chris.
And we are, you know, we're going to just reinforce the message that, you know, Augusta Health is putting up some big numbers, and we're very happy to report on those big numbers. We reported late last week, 50,000 total vaccine doses administered, 25,000 people fully vaccinated in the area. And we wanted to talk to Isaac about, okay, first off, I got to ask you, how does something like this come about? The months of planning, I assume, that went into this, you know, it's a military operation. I've seen the pictures and B-roll of what you guys are doing there. Just talk about the work that went into getting this process together.
Well, to make something great like this happen, it has to start with a great team. We stood up an incident command structure to help guide us and direct us through this journey. And we have a phenomenal team to address a multitude of needs within our community. Really, it didn't take months. We stood it up in weeks.
Okay.
When the urgency came, we did a pigeon. When we found out we were getting vaccine, we addressed it, got our team members vaccinated here at Augusta Health. And then once we found out we was getting more vaccine, we just really made a strong pivot and shift, transformed our indoor tennis courts at Augusta Health, made them to a vaccination clinic from facilities, from marketing to communicate this. You said you see billboards everywhere you go and our messages on TV and in the news. It's just a phenomenal team. And we're just so blessed here at Augusta Health to have an organization committed to this. As you look around in our region, being a not-for-profit community hospital, it really shines through in meeting the needs of our community. And this is just one great example in doing so.
So 25,000 fully vaccinated. I ran the numbers on this, and we're still waiting for the update for the census for 2021, and that might be a while off. But the most recent estimates have our area's population, when you add Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County, around 123, 125,000. So let's just say 20% of the area has been fully vaccinated. That's an interesting number. And things are ramping up. When I get the reports, Lisa Schwenk at Augusta Health sends those reports out a few times a week. I see that the pace of vaccinations is increasing too. So what are the internal goals? I mean, in terms of, you know, we're at 20% now, you know, as we ramp up through the spring and summer, you know, what are you shooting for in terms of getting as close to full vaccination as possible?
Well, the ultimate goal is at least to get to 75% fully vaccinated. That's what it takes for us to get to herd immunity. And as we look and see who's been vaccinated, all the people that had a great sense of urgency and really wanted to be here, they've been vaccinated. So we really want to be able to reach out and connect with individuals and address any concerns to come in. You know, for so long we waited for vaccine allocation. That was our rate limiting factor. Now we have the vaccine, we have the capacity, we've opened up space. Our goal is to do 6,000 to 7,000 vaccinations a week. We just need them to come.
And I've noticed too, and you know, I know that my wife actually got her first vaccine shot at one of the mobile clinics set up. It was actually at the Waynesboro YMCA, but I've noticed that there are a lot of those around. Talk about that. I mean, it's just an additional capacity for Augusta Health to be able to get these out.
Well, one part of our incident command structure is addressing disparity and opportunities in our community to reach out and connect with people challenged by travel, right? Concerned by maybe intimidated by coming to our location. So we've done over 40 community clinics, first and second doses, over 4,000 fully vaccinated, that we have this strike force, this group of individuals that go out in the community. And I foresee that that's going to ramp up as well. You know, as less people are going to tend to come in to our larger scale clinic, that they're going to want that convenience, and we're going to have to go to them. You know, another great example, end of this month, we're having a community clinic in Craigsville for people that can't get in. And we have space. They can call our call center at 540-332-5122. And you can get signed up for that clinic. Same way in Glasgow, you know, rural areas that need vaccine are challenged on getting appointments, that we're going to them. So we're quite proud of that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, Augusta, people don't think about this a lot because a lot of people who live in this area live between the two cities and around the two cities. But this is a big county. Augusta County is as, almost as big in square miles as the state of Rhode Island. And I know this well. I grew up in the Deerfield, or at least I spent my first few years growing up in the Deerfield area. It's a big county. So folks who live on the peripheries there may have difficulty getting to this, you know, the eastern side of the county, of the county. So, yeah, getting out to them, very important, and glad to hear that. Now, you talked earlier about the education part. That's part of your job. You're the director of COVID vaccination and education. You know, we certainly hear from people. You see this on social media, people who are reluctant, to say the least, maybe to get the vaccines. And then today's news about Johnson & Johnson. Talk about that role of education that you play and that your staff play in terms of just, you know, helping people kind of get comfortable with the vaccinations.
Well, we want to let them know that it's safe. All these vaccines are good, right? We're coming out Johnson & Johnson. We're going to continue to monitor with the health department and the FDA and the CDC published. But what it looks like is that there was a small number, about six women that suffered some side effects, right, with some embolus. And so they're going to, that's something to be cautious about. But we've given over nationally 100 million vaccines. And I know in our organization, because we have great conversations and assessment and education, that we haven't had one emergent situation that would require EMS from receiving a vaccine. So it is safe. It is a safe, you know, a lot of people are reluctant because they said it hasn't been tested long enough. There's a lot of good education, whether you're a woman of childbearing age or breastfeeding. Our providers locally strongly recommend all individuals receiving this vaccine unless you've had anaphylaxis from a historic vaccine. But it's really making them listening, making them feel comfortable, having those one-on-one conversations with individuals that are on the fence. You know, I've had friends of mine even say, does it cause leprosy? Well, I think we're okay. And it is very safe. And I couldn't be more confident that my children have been vaccinated, you know, my friends and my family. And why would I distrust a vaccine with my own kids if it wasn't safe? So, you know, I can't say it enough. It's we need to get everyone vaccinated to create this herd immunity and get some normalcy in our lives. And that's important as well.
Yeah, we all want to get back to normal. And we're getting more and more back to normal every day, it feels like. Yeah. And I think it's because we're seeing the as more people are getting vaccinated, the number of people who are contracting COVID is going down, the number of people going to the hospital, so the serious cases of COVID are going down. And that's only going to continue to increase as we go from 20% to 75%. So, So the process just continues. You guys, it seems like, you know, you're building up that capacity and getting better at this and that kind of thing. So, I mean, take us through the next few months then. I mean, it's just to continue to build on what you've already got in place.
Continue to build relationships as well in the community. If there's someone that is branches within our region that is not receiving the vaccine, and there's a better way to reach them, we want to know. And we want to be able to get to them or get the information to them to get to us. We're going to be continuing to have conversations with our providers in our community, whether part of Augusta Health or not. You know, they're trusted individuals. And if a provider says, hey, you need to get this vaccine, I think most people will listen and discuss with that. So we really need to be champions all together in the community. Need you to be a champion, Chris. I need you to take this information and continue to share it. That we have good, safe, and access to this vaccine. We have capabilities to really get in here and easily. The throughput's easy. We make it simple. They can either make a call or visit our website. It couldn't be any easier to get a vaccine right now.
Definitely the Augusta Health website. We report, as I mentioned, Lisa Schwenk at Augusta Health is great about getting that information out, and we'll run three or four stories a week just reminding people of the appointments that are available and the process and et cetera. Great news. I mean, I know as we get closer to April 18th, everybody, well, in fact, in the Central Shenandoah Health District, I guess everybody, all adults 16 and up are already eligible for the vaccine. So, I mean, just a few months ago, we didn't even have a vaccine, and now we're at this level. It's an amazing process that we've seen science and ingenuity come together in this way.
in every capacity. Yeah, we're serving. If you're 16 and above, you can receive the Pfizer vaccine. If you live, work, or a student in the Central Shenandoah Health District. So come see us, please. You can call our call center, which I said, once again, is 540-332-5122, or visit our website.
For those listening on the podcast, if you go to the Augusta Free Press website, we'll have that information linked there for easy access. Well, Isaac, thank you for joining us here on the podcast and helping us work through all this information about COVID.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate your support, and we look forward to discussing this in the future.